You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Volpe. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. And on the front page in big bold letters, we have CONVENTION. That's not convection, that's convention. And the National Radio Club convention will be held over Labor Day weekend in a famous eastern town, a town which has such nighttime signals as 970, 1020, 1250, 1320, and 1410, to name a few. Can you guess what town that might be? You're right, Bono, Ohio. Not actually. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The 1990 National Radio Club Convention will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania over Labor Day weekend, and your convention host, John Malicki, or is that Malicki, invites you to attend Pittsburgh for the convention. Should be a real good time. Usual convention festivities will take place, and the usual nonsense, and we might have a radio station or two pop up at the convention. You never know. We'll have more details on the next edition of the DX Audio Service as far as specific hotel information when we get it from John, as well as the convention rate. Typically in the past, the convention rate has been just under $30, but we'll give you that information when we have it available. So right here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. For those of you that subscribe via the $12 rate, pay attention to this. The service is going to be discontinued after August 1990. Up till that time, you will continue to send your tapes back to us to have the next issue re-recorded on the tape. You are to keep the tape with the August 1990 issue on it, as well as those that follow on that issue. If you have any questions, contact Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at the National Radio Club headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. I'd like to welcome a new member to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, Bill Sparks from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome, Bill. Also like to remind several of our subscribers to be sure to renew your edition of the DX Audio Service. We have, six on the rosters that need to renew for their next edition of the DX Audio Service. Well, we got a lot of information to pass on this particular edition, a lot of features and a lot of things. So let's just get right into it. Here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Let's start with call letter changes in AM Switch reference number 230. 550 WDRV Statesville, North Carolina changes to WAME. 610 CKYQ Grand Bank, Newfoundland changes to CKXJ. On 670, CHYQ, Musgrave Town, Newfoundland, changes to CKXB. 680, CIYQ, Grand Falls, Newfoundland, changes to CKXG. On 780, WBBO, Forest City, North Carolina, becomes WWOL. Two changes on 910, KMJC in El Cajon, California. We kind of threw you a curve on last month's edition. The call letter change should be KECR. Also on 910, WTOY, Roanoke, Virginia, changes to WBNI. On 1000, WIFX, Jenkins, Kentucky, changes to WKVG. 1010, CFYQ, Gander, Newfoundland, changes to CKXD. On 1060, WGLH, Mebane, North Carolina, becomes WGSB. 1150, KEZQ, North Little Rock, Arkansas, changes to KLRG. On 1200, the new station in James Island, South Carolina. This replaces the old CP for a new station in Hollywood, South Carolina. It's now James Island, South Carolina. The call, WWRJ. 1230, WISP, Kinston, North Carolina, becomes WQDW. Couple changes on 1270, KWPR, Claremore, Oklahoma, becomes KTRT. WHRP, Portland, Tennessee, changes to WQKR. On 1300, WEZQ, Winfield, Alabama, changes to WXDX. 1330, WHOT, Campbell, Ohio, changes to WFNV. And consequently, 1390 WFMJ, Youngstown, Ohio, changes to WHOT. Essentially, what happened here is we sold the 1330 facility to a new owner and bought the WFMJ facilities and have moved the WHOT AM programming to 1390. On 1410, WATD Brockton, Massachusetts becomes WMSX. 1460, KKOA Kearney, Nebraska becomes KKPR. 1480, WSAY Salem, Virginia changes to WTOY. And on 1550, KVAN Vancouver, Washington becomes KMJK. All the Newfoundland calls, by the way, reflect a new network of AM stations which will all rebroadcast programming from CKIX-FM in St. John's. Applications for new stations, there were three: 700 Forney, Texas, 840 Golden Gate, Florida, and 930 Salinas, California. One new station was granted, that's on 870 kilohertz in Pequannock, Connecticut, the home of our membership secretary, Ron Musco. It'll be 1,000 watts daytime, 410 watts nighttime, and the antenna will be U4. Application highlights from existing stations: 1410 WYMB Manning, South Carolina has applied to move to 920 kilohertz. 1500 WNQZ St. Cloud, Florida would like to move to 830 kilohertz. This station, by the way, is a CP for a new station and, as far as we know, has never yet been operational on 1500. I guess they want to move to 830 before they get the program underway. Also on 1500, WCHM in Clarksville, Georgia wants to move down a notch to 1490 kilohertz. 1520 WTLN Apopka, Florida would like to move to 700 kilohertz, and 1560 WSMD La Plata, Maryland would like to move to 800 kilohertz. Several interesting grants on 540 KKJZ Hesperia, California granted a move of city of license to Costa Mesa, California, and that's not just a move next door, that's a move of almost 70 miles. And on 860 WAEC Atlanta, Georgia becomes full-time by adding 500 watts at night, change the antenna designation to you too. In otherness, in addition to 30, on 600 KCLS Flagstaff, Arizona, station is silent. 780 WJKB Siesta Key, Florida, this CP has been deleted from the new FCC database, so evidently, and there will be more of these, evidently these are CPs that have run out and have not been renewed since they were in the old database and are not in the new one. On 790 KGMI Bellingham, Washington, we noted earlier that this station was the first one ever to apply for an FM translator. That application has been returned without comment by the FCC, not because of its unique nature, but because the FCC currently has a freeze on accepting any applications for new translators. On 820, WMPF Charlotte, North Carolina, another CP deleted from the database. 900, WDDT Greenville, Mississippi, this station is silent. 1020, WZRB Ringgold, Georgia, construction permit for this new station has been deleted from the database. On 1040, WKAO Hanahan, South Carolina, same story. On 1060, WGSB Mebane, North Carolina, this station is silent and has been sold, is expected to return to the air soon. The new owners have asked for this call. Former call was WGLH, and we noted that above under call changes. On 1120 WBRZ Destin, Florida, station is silent. 1330 WFNV Camel, Ohio, formerly WHOT. We told you about this up in the call letter changes. They are now on the air running a business format. 1510 KIDZ Independence, Missouri. This silent station is back on the air. 1520 WSPZ Douglasville, Georgia. Silent station on the air. 1530 WHPY Moreno Valley, California. A new station on the air. 1570 WOKG Warren, Ohio. We told you they were off the air because of the fire that burned down their studios. They are now back on the air, operating from several small truck trailers next to the burned out studios. And on 1590 WETT Ocean City, Maryland, this station is silent. Now moving on to edition number 231, and there will be plenty as we go on down through here, but let's get through the call letters first. We'll explain in just a moment. On 580 KJMM, Tucson, Arizona becomes KSAZ. 730 WIZN, Boise, Idaho changes to KUCL. 880 WBOZ, Sabina Grande, Puerto Rico becomes WYKO. On 970 KYTE, Portland, Oregon changes to KESI. 990 KBBQ, Santa Barbara, California becomes becomes KTUN. 1100 KJYE Grand Junction, Colorado. Call change again, this time to KNZZ. On 1180, news station in Lakewood, Washington will be KLAY, the call that used to be on 1480. We'll get to that in a moment. On 1310 WGH, Newport News, Virginia. Another one of the old three-letter calls going by the boards. They will become WRAP. 1320 KZAM, Springfield, Oregon, changes to KHNN. On 1370, KOKE, Rollingwood, Texas, becomes KFON. As a matter of fact, they've been KFON all along, even though, as we noted in the last edition, the FCC claimed that that call letter was set aside. According to the station, it has been in use since last year and is still in use today. Three changes on 1480, WJIT, New York, New York, becomes KZRC. And two changes for KLAY, Lakewood. We told you they moved their operations to 1180, although the 1180 facility is not yet on the air. Two stations will be sharing the vacated 1480, two different calls, of course. One is KDFL. They will operate on Sundays only. And then, Monday through Saturday, the station will be KTGN. On 1490, KZAO, Dardanelle, Arkansas, becomes KWXT. 1520, WKJR, Muskegon Heights, Michigan, changes to WQWQ. 1540, WNIO, Niles, Ohio, becomes WNRB. 1550, the Santa Fe, New Mexico station, that's been a mystery since they applied for an already used call letter of KVOZ. You can scratch all that out. No more mystery. The call will be KSWV. 1570, KVRA, Vermilion, South Dakota, becomes KOSZ. And on 1580, KBQC, Davenport, Iowa, becomes KGQC. Applications for new stations, 530 in Surrey, British Columbia, as the Canadians open up another facility on 530. This is an allocation only. It has not yet been applied for by any operators, but no doubt will be soon. On 800, Brockway, Pennsylvania, 870, Christiana, Delaware, and on 1600, Giddings, Texas. Grant for a new station, just one, Princeville, Hawaii, on 840. There will be 10,000 day, 10,000 night. The antenna will be U3. Now let's dive into a huge pile of applications. Several weeks ago, the FCC announced there will be a freeze on accepting applications from AM stations while they work on a brand new set of AM standards. Many stations hearing about this freeze rushed to get applications in under the wire. They did, and there's a big pile of them. We'll take a look at the highlights. Some are interesting, like on 570, WMCA New York, New York would like to raise their power to 50,000 watts day, 30,000 watts night. Of course, the ceiling for regional frequencies is 5,000 watts, but several stations appear to think that the new AM regulations will allow increased power, so just in case, they're applying for it. 580, KSAZ, Tucson, Arizona, wants to change their City of License to Marana, Arizona. On 620, KIPA, Hilo, Hawaii, would like to raise their day and night power to 10,000 watts. Another exception to the regional frequency rule in case it is changed. On 640, WBMX, Zeeland, Michigan, wants to change their City of License to Merrillville, Indiana. This is a major change, a move of over 100 miles. And by the way, this new station just came on the air in Zeeland, so evidently they're going to operate from there until the move is granted, if it is. On 910, WCMG, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, wants to move to Columbia, Tennessee. 1040, WAMW, Green Valley, West Virginia, wants to move to 1050 kilohertz. 1060, KFIT, Lockhart, Texas, would like to change their City of License to Sunset Valley, Texas. On 1090, WKII, Port Charlotte, Florida, would like to move to Solana, Florida, and change their frequency to 1070. 1160 WMVI, Mechanicville, New York, would like to change their City of License to Clifton Knowles, New York. On 1190, WLIB, New York, New York, would like to add 5,000 watts at night, and that 5,000 watts at night would be on 1,200 kilohertz. In other words, they want to operate on 1190 during the daytime, on 1,200 at night. That's the second American application for a split frequency operation this year. On 1330, WFTO, Fulton, New York, wants to move to 900 kilohertz. 1360, WWBZ, Vineland, New Jersey, would like to change their City of License to Washington Township, New Jersey. On 1400, WJWF, Columbus, Mississippi, wants to move to 870. 1500, WAKE, Valparaiso, Indiana, wants to move to 970. On 1550 WNJO, Seaside Park, New Jersey, this is a news station that is not yet on the air. They want to move their city of license to Toms River, New Jersey. 1560 WCDN, Chardon, Ohio, would like to move to 870 kilohertz. And on 1590 WPUL, South Daytona, Florida, last month they applied to move to Port Orange, Florida. They've changed that. Now they would like to move to Spruce Creek, Florida. And that is a sampling of some of the huge piles of applications that rolled in when the FCC announced their freeze. Let's take a look at otherness, another big column, 640 WBMX, Zeeland, Michigan. As we mentioned, this new station is on the air. They have an urban format. 660 KAPS, Mount Vernon, Washington. They will be moving here from 1470. The FCC granted this move back in 1982, but it's been argued in the courts ever since. Several applications were competing, including an application for a new station in Portland, Oregon on 660. That has just now been dismissed, and so KAPS, Mount Vernon, Washington, will be moving to 660. 680 KBRW Barrow, Alaska, another AM station making application for an FM translator. Whether or not they'll get it, we don't know. There's also a freeze on translator applications. 800 WDSC Dillon, South Carolina, silent station, back on the air. 810 WCEC Rocky Mount, North Carolina, this station is silent. On 870 WPRQ Colonial Heights, Tennessee, station is silent, pending a sale. 910 WORD Spartanburg, South Carolina, this silent station hopes to return to the air from a new transmitter site in August. When they do, they will relay the programming from WFBC 1300 in Greenville. On 930 KNSA, Enalakleet, Alaska, new station is on the air. It's a non-commercial station with the community-based format. On 1080, WNCR, St. Paul's, North Carolina, has been silent for quite a long time, but has been heard testing several times recently. May herald a return to the air, we're not sure. Also on 1080, KRPX, Price, Utah, this silent station has been sold due to return to the air. 1090, WKSP, Kingstree, South Carolina, whose owner has been having legal problems by the score with the FCC, this station is currently silent. On 1180, KLAY, Lakewood, we mentioned that that station has moved here from 1480, but the 1180 facilities are not yet built. It'll be a while before KLAY returns to the band. On 1200 WSML, Graham, North Carolina, this station is now here, having moved from their old frequency of 1190. 1230 WCKJ, Augusta, Georgia, station is silent. Also 1230 WKCE, Harriman, Tennessee, is silent. 1380 KTOL, Lacey, Washington, is silent. 1320 KOLT, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, the owner of KOAQ in suburban Tarrytown has requested a waiver from the FCC to allow him to operate two stations in the same market. If they allow that, he will relay programming from KOAQ on 1320 also. Otherwise, he contends, and we quote, KOLT may be dismantled and sold for scrap. 1340 KICK Springfield, Missouri, silent. 1380 WFNW Naugatuck, Connecticut, silent station, should be back on the air by the time you hear this. 1390 WAPR Avon Park, Florida, silent station has been sold. New owners expected to return it to the air soon. 1400 WNUE Fort Walton Beach, Florida, long silent station expected to come back this year. WCLB Camilla, Georgia, silent. KVRP Stamford, Texas, silent. On 1410 KBAL San Saba, Texas, is silent. 1430 WOIR Homestead, Florida, silent. 1460 KZKR Salinas, California, is silent. 1510 KLLB West Jordan, Utah, this silent station is back on the air. 1520 WDSL Moxville, North Carolina, is silent. 1530 WDEY Lapeer, Michigan, silent station has new owners expected to return. Also 1530 KGTN Creedmoor, Texas, this silent station is back on the air. 1550 WGZB Corydon, Indiana, their FM station has returned to the air, but the AM has not. As a matter of fact, the new owners do not intend to put the AM facility back on the air and are looking for a suitable nonprofit operator, such as a college, to accept the station as a donation. 1560 WSMD, La Plata, Maryland, this station is silent. Also on 1560 KZIZ, Sumner, Washington, this silent station is back on the air. They are simulcasting audio from KRIZ 1420. And finally, on 1590 WFJT, Inez, Kentucky, this station is silent. And that will wrap up two extremely large editions of AM Switch for this month. This is Jerry Starr. We'll take two deep breaths, and we'll see you next month for another edition of AM Switch on the DX audio service from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Well, now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And if you'd like to write to Jerry with some observations and information about the AM Switch column, just write to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320.
Again, everyone. This is the DX Audio Service Travelog, a cooperative venture of some 30 members of the National Radio Club and the subscribers to the DX Audio Service who have submitted tape recordings of station breaks, the top of the hour IDs, to our central headquarters here at Princeton Junction, New Jersey, of the Travelog. And what I do is string them end to end and put them on 107 cassette tapes, and then we play one each month. And if you'd like to get in on some of the fun, gee, if there's a station in your area that you don't hear on tape or there's a chance we don't have, make a top-of-the-hour ID. Give me a minute or two ahead and after the ID and send it in here, and we'll give you the address here later on. And we'll add your name to those who have done such wonderful work here for the Travelog here at the DX Audio Service. Well, let's see. Now, this month, the DX Audio Service Travelog will once again take us far and wide across this fascinating, if not sometimes confused, land of ours. And according to Ken Onischuk, last May 1989, that is, today we come to our first clear channel frequency, 620 kilohertz.
Well, now look, I've looked at the matter very carefully and find to my dismay that 620 is not a clear channel, regardless of what Ken tells us. But what he said was you can hear the Milwaukee Brewer baseball games on that clear channel station WTMJ anywhere in the whole world. I think that's what he said, something like that. Anyway, it might interest you to know, though, seriously, that 620 was one of the first two frequencies set up by the Department of Commerce in the early 1920s for broadcasting stations to use. Yeah, you may recall that all broadcasters for several years operated on one of only two frequencies, 485 meters. And by the way, that comes out really 618 kilohertz, but who's counting? And anyway, 618 was reserved for stations broadcasting market reports and weather reports. Oh, and if you wanted to have music or lectures on your station, you were automatically assigned to 360 meters, which is right up around 830 kilohertz, 830. We'll get to that another time. So 620 really is a bedrock frequency for our hobby. And not only that, but in fact, 620 was also the first frequency over which my dulcet tones were heard. That was over Vermont's Voice, WCAX. And here's a sample of how they sounded during the 1940s when I was there.
CBS in Vermont, this is WCAX in Burlington.
Complete with hum. That was Bill Dow, a good friend of mine. And that was back in late 40s. Not too late, but a little bit. Late enough so that I'm not that old. Anyway, coming up to the present, let's see now. I did this earlier. I count 25 stations now actually on the air at 620 on the dial in the United States. And that's 20 more stations than were broadcasting in the U.S. during 1934 on this channel. Yeah, in 1934 list shows WEAN in Providence, WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia, and WMC in Memphis, and two stations in Los Angeles. You ready for these? KTM and KELW. How about that? Oh, and once again on this channel, the FCC has a power limit of 5,000 watts because it's called a regional channel. But there is, as it was last month, there's one station in the country operating with 10,000 watts. 10,000 watts from those two magnificent towers straddling that causeway, the major highway out of the middle of Tampa Bay. WSUN 620. And gee, you know, I note WSUN was sold this month by CBS, so I'm hoping it fares well under its new owners. But, well, enough banter. Let's go down to Maine and work our way westward ho at 620 on your dial on the June 1990 DX Audio Service Travelog.
It is exactly 5 o'clock. Boy, I couldn't have gotten this one closer. WZON Bangor, Maine's most powerful rock and roller, all the way from the Canadian border, all the way down the rock bottom southern coast, the sea is all over the place.
Good afternoon, this is Doug Shannon.
62
WCRE. Weird Saturday, I love it. I just love it. Yeah, Madonna by request at close range.
Okay, that guy's crazy. You know, I sort of hate to interrupt the very first ID, but if you had tuned in 2 days later to that same station, you hear ever so slightly a hint of something that might be going wrong with that station. Just listen now.
Rock, 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 rock and blues, 62 WZOM Bangor. No commercials. Ever,
no commercials. You know what that also means? No station for long. Anyway, let's move in out of the state of Maine now and go 620 elsewhere in New England. Oh, yes, and notice how they use a replication of the NBC chimes to get into the ABC News.
News is next on WVMT Burlington. WVMT Stereo 620. It's 3 o'clock.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Catherine Cowdery. Our top story, flooding in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
Newswatch 62. The 10 p.m. edition. I'm Jim Gilchrist. It's 76 degrees.
This is the grown-up sound of today. You're turned on when you're tuned in to WVNJ 62 AM in New York.
Sometimes sweet, sometimes swinging, WVNJ.
WSKQ Newark, New York. Esta es la superpotencia hispana, cubriendo el área metropolitana de New York, New Jersey, Long Island y Connecticut. Siempre al servicio de nuestra comunidad.
WHJB AM and WOKU FM, Greensburg.
Mutual News.
From Mel Torme as well. And that's all coming up next. And, of course, around 8 o'clock, we'll be joining TalkNet for the best in conversation radio right here on AM 620, WDNC, Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill. Our time now, 6 o'clock, time for CBS News.
Know a thing about love.
Sun Country, 620, WSUN, St. Petersburg, Tampa, Clearwater.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Bob Higbee, WSUN News.
62 Country, WTMT, Louisville.
Maybe she was smiling in the neighborhood.
WTMJ.
On our news with Don Parcher.
Like Friday evening fish fries, festivals by the lake, tailgate parties before the games, autumn leaves to rake. WTMJ is a part of Milwaukee's day. It's a song, a smile, and some friendly conversation. WTMJ is a part of Milwaukee's way. The people you can count on for information. People's views, neighbors phoning in, Packers, Bucks, and Brewers sports, airborne traffic reports. WTMJ is a part of Milwaukee's day. It's a song and a smile and some friendly conversation. WTMJ is a part of Milwaukee's way. The people you can count on for information.
This is Radio 62, WTMJ, Milwaukee.
We're not just here for you in the morning. We're on the job all day long. So come back three or four times today for fresh news and traffic updates here on 620 KTAR Phoenix.
Good idea at 7 o'clock and 52 degrees.
KNGS, Hanford. It's 8 o'clock and here's Red Kenny with the news.
620 AM, KCLQ, Hanford, Fresno.
Well, suddenly and abruptly, that's the end of what we have on the travelogue for the 620 tape. You know, when I look at a map of the United States, and I keep all of my 107 frequencies on a map of the United States, I show a dot where each of the IDs are recorded. Most of the United States is blank. I can't believe there are so many blank places for 620 on the dial. I know Iowa is missing. The whole Northwest is missing. So we're going to have to get up there in my motorhome one of these days, another couple of years or so, and we'll take care of that. By the way, I have to admit, I did miss one as we were coming through, and that's because I have it in a slightly different category, as you'll hear. This is not the prize-winning station break of all time, but by golly, the people in South Carolina would be miffed if I didn't do it. Right, Ron?
And the time here at the Gospel Highway is now. Let's make it 2 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. This is AM 620, WTDH, KC Columbia, South Carolina, the Gospel Highway. We'll return with Gold Nuggets.
Oh, but we won't be here to hear the Gold Nuggets. My goodness sakes. You know, I started this tape today with a slam at Ken Onischuk, right? Not really. No, of course not. But Ken, just for you, here's a little bit of nostalgia. I haven't heard this tape myself in about 15 years. But remember when the Montreal Expos played in the old minor league park where the Montreal Royals used to play? It was called, what was it called? Listen.
Van Horn along with Russ Taylor saying so long from Jerry Park in Montreal. This is the Expos Baseball Network.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the honor roll of hits.
Yes, that takes us back. Okay, Ken, we're square. Okay, everybody, I'll be back. Oh, say, Fred, last month, it went right over my head. You asked if I was going to be at the convention in Pittsburgh, and of course I'm planning to be at the National Radio Club convention in Pittsburgh, and I'm hoping all our subscribers to the DX Audio Service can make arrangements to get there, too. Going to bring along a tape that, Fred, you haven't heard in about 5 years. It's a collection of station breaks. I hope they say it clearer than I do. And maybe we'll be able to swap some tapes out there. Who knows? Maybe some of the new people will bring some on-the-hour IDs from where they live. That would be kind of a kick, wouldn't it? We'll add them to the DX Audio Service travelogue. See you again next month, everybody.
Well, when last we left Mr. Ken Onischuk, he was sitting about third row behind the light pole, and he was telling us all about sports networks. Let's pick up where we left off on the DX Audio Service.
The Minnesota Twins on 830 WCCO with Herb Conneal and newcomer John Gordon in the 80 station network. Okay, that should be right there in five states. And Channel 4 WCCO will carry just 33 games with Ted Robinson and Jim Cott. However, the rest, I bet, are going to be picked up by cable Midwest Sports Channel with Robinson, Cott, and Dick Bremer. And I also see where WCCO has subleased out 33 games to Channel 29 KITN in a network to see what I had here earlier. Four-station network in Iowa and the Dakotas, so there'll be 60 games overall on two different stations. The Oakland A's on 5, the world champion A's, I should say, on 560 KSFO with Bill King and Lon Simmons, and a 22-station network, Ray Fosse also, and in Spanish on 1430 KNTA with Amari Pai Gonzalez, Erwin Higueros, and Evelo Mendoza. Television, another two TV market. Channel 5, KPIX, will carry 32 games with Ray Fosse and Monty Moore. And KICU-TV, out of San Jose, will carry 30 games in a three-year deal. That's rather unusual, but they're doing it. And Moore and Fosse will do play-by-play on KICU. And cable sports channel with Greg Papa, Bill Rigney, and Steve McCaddy. Seattle Mariners on 710 KIRO on a 35-station network with Rick Riz and Dave Niehaus. Television, free, Channel 11, KSTW will carry 60 games, announced by Riz, Niehaus, and Joe Simpson. And would you believe there's no cable up there? Not that I know of. Texas Rangers on the 50,000-watt voice of the Great Southwest, as they say on the Mavericks broadcast. WBAP 820, Mark Oates and Eric Nadell on a 25-station network. And Channel 11, KTVT, will carry the broadcast with Steve Busby and Jim Sundberg. They will carry 73 games over a 15 to 18 station network in the Texas area. And cable is Home Sports Entertainment with Dave Barnett and Brad Sham. And now let's switch over to the National League, the National League West, which has two teams in the Eastern time zone. Makes sense, huh? 7:50 a.m., WSB, the voice of the Atlanta Braves, on a 106-station network with Pete Van Wieren, Skip Carey, and Don Sutton. And Superstation Channel 17, WTBS, will do 109 games this year. Some games that were going to be carried won't because of the Goodwill games later on in the summer. The Cincinnati Reds on 700 WLW and an 80-station network with the veterans, Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxhall. And Channel 5, WLWT, will carry 47 games with Johnny Bench and Tom Hume at the mic. Cable is Sports Channel with Steve Lamar. The Houston Astros on 740 KTRH and a 45-station network in Texas and Louisiana with Milo Hamilton, Larry Jerker, Bill Brown, and Bruce Geitzen. Spanish 1320 KXYZ with Orlando Sanchez Diego and Rolando Becerra. And television channel 20, KTXH, will carry 72 games with Brown, Hamilton, and Dicker at the mic, and cable is HSC with Brown, Hamilton, Bill Worrell, and Enos Cabell. The Los Angeles Dodgers on 790, KABC, and a 29-station network with Vin Scully, Don Drysdale, and Ross Porter. Spanish broadcasts on 1330, KWKW, with Jamie Jereen and Rene Cardenas. Hope I pronounced that right. And television, Channel 11, KTTV, will do 46 games with Scully, Drysdale, and Porter. And cable is Sports Channel with Joel Myers and Ron Say. San Diego Padres on 760 KFMB only, it appears, with Jerry Coleman, Rick Monday, Bob Chandler, and Ted Leitner. Spanish 1420 XCXX with Gustavo Lopez Moreno, Jr. and Sr., Mario Thomas Zeplane, and Eduardo Ortega. Four of them. Hmm. And Channel 51, KUSI, will carry 51 road games, announced by Coleman and Monday. And the San Diego Cable Sports Network has Leitner and Chandler doing the broadcast. San Francisco Giants on the powerhouse, 680 KNBR, on a 14-station network with Hank Greenwald and Ron Fairley. Spanish broadcast handled by 1170 KLOK San Jose, with Julio Gonzalez and Tito Fuentes. And television, Channel 2, KTVU, will carry 50 games, 47 on the road, with Greenwald, Fairley, and Dwayne Kuiper at the mic, and Sports Channel Cable with Joe Morgan and Dwayne Kuiper. National League East, WGN 720, will do the Chicago Cubs games, 71-station network in 13 states, with Tom Brenneman, Ron Santo, Bob Brenly, and Harry Carey. That ought to be fun. And Channel 9, WGN, will carry 145 games this season with Steve Stone, Carey, and Brenneman. The Montreal Expos. Well, they're always fun. English and French broadcast. CJAD 800 is the new station, new flagship. On a 21-station English language network with Dave Van Horn, Jerry Trupiano, Bobby Winkles, and Elliot Price. And in French, 7:30 a.m. CKAC with Jacques Doucet and Roger Brulot on a 42-station French language network. Television, English Channel 12, CFCF with Van Horn, Ken Singleton, and Ron Reich. French Channel 2, CBFT with Claude Raymond and Roger Lebrun. Cable, two of them. Take your pick. Van Horn and Singleton on TSN, Dennis Cassavant and Brulot on RDS. The New York Mets on 660 WFAN, no network listed. All right. And Bob Murphy and Gary Cohn do the play-by-play. When the Knickerbockers are on, there's going to have to be an alternate station. Someone let me know about that one. Not listed here. And Channel 9, WWOR, will carry 75 games, announced by Ralph Kiner and Tim McCarver. Cable is Sports Channel with Kiner, McCarver, and Fran Healy. the Philadelphia Phillies on 1210 WCAU, and no network mentioned, with Harry Callis, Richie Ashburn, Andy Musser, and Chris Wheeler. Television channel 29 WTXF with Callis, Ashburn, and Musser. Cable is, well, you got two of them to pick. Gary Maddox, Jim Barniak, and Mike Schmidt on Prism, and Musser and Chris Wheeler on Sports Channel. Pittsburgh Pirates on 1020 KDKA, only that I know of, and Lanny Fritteri, Jim Rooker, Ken Dirtavanis, and Steve Blass at the mic. And television channel 2 KDKA with the same crew will do 48 games this season, and the same crew on radio, TV, and cable. How about that? Cable entertainment, by the way, it's the cable system. And finally, friends, the St. Louis Cardinals on 1120 KMOX and 130 other stations all over the place with Jack Buck and Mike Shannon. And television, channel 11, KPLR, with 76 games broadcast with Ken Wilson and Al Hrabowski. And that is a ton. And any changes will be welcome. Send them to me. Ken Onyschuk, O-N-Y-S-C-H-U-K, 19110 Pine Drive, Country Club Hills, three words, Illinois, 60478. A postcard will do. My telephone's out of service at the moment, and I won't know when I'm going to get it going. So that is it, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's go on DX. Okay, friends, so long.
Historical moments in radio, and today we go back 54 years to June 15th, 1936. Hello again, everybody. I'm John Bowker. You know, there are probably few among us who recall that when the FCC was formed in 1934, one of its mandates was to see that broadcast signals were available on an equal basis across the country. The country was divided into five zones of states, and within each zone, radio stations were allocated so that the entire population, including areas with growth projections, could be equally served. Now, within a few years, however, it became clear that the system wasn't working right. The law had overlooked such divergent needs as ethnic needs in major cities and the inability of an equivalent number of powerful stations to survive in the open areas of the nation's heartland. And so it was on June 15, 1936. Washington. President Roosevelt today signed the controversial radio apportionment bill that effectively repeals the Davis Amendment to the Communications Act of 1934. The Davis Amendment required the equal division of broadcasting stations among five zones and among the states in each zone. Today's move by the president eliminates the equal division policy and will open the way for more broadcasting stations in the United States. Higher power operations will also be permitted under this new measure in areas of heavy electrical noise pollution or where it is shown that a single station can best serve a large rural region. June 15, 1936. For Historical Moments in Radio, I'm John Bowker.
Listening to the Solid Gold Weekend.
WRKO Boston.
2 o'clock at the Big 68. This is Mark Rivers. Three o'clock at the Big 68.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Solid Gold Weekend.
WRKO Boston.
Right on, Rolling Stones. You know, I'd have to be stoned to take this.
Kind of a novel way to end up part one of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1990. And on part two of the DX Audio Service, we'll hear from Mr. Phil Wayne with a look at MarketScope. Phil will be concluding his Big Apple Air Check Bonanza with a look at the FM radio stations in New York. And also, we have a look at Domestic DX Digest with Mr. Bill Hale. And don't forget, the musings from the members, that is the thoughts from the NRC members, on part two of the DX Audio Service for June 1990. See ya.
Just take